Up early? Annie and Ando are up with you too. 6 till 7am every weekday on Joy.
We're talking this morning, when did you get thrown out? And Annie Louie, I went through the archives.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to see pre-election result, US election result, what Trump was actually saying about would he move out. Here we go.
Will you commit to making sure that there is a peaceful transferal of power after the election?
Well, we're going to have to see what happens. You know that I've been complaining very strongly about the ballots, and the ballots are a disaster. We want to get rid of the ballots, and you'll have a very peaceful. There won't be a transfer, frankly. There'll be a continuation.
Was that laughter at the end?
Because he tripped himself up. He's gone to say there'll be a peaceful transfer of power, and then he goes, there won't be because I'll still be here.
God, yeah, can't pick one line, can
Trump
he?
Did he dump, dump, dump. He does look a lot paler on the screen of that clip that I'm now looking at. And I think I was saying to someone the other day when I was looking at all the photos of across the media outlets, the blue behind him has got much brighter. So all of the media outlets to annoy him are dialing up the warmth in the pictures.
Oh, you reckon?
To make him look more orange.
They're
making him look more orange. If you look at the other colours in the background, that's...
So you think he's toned it down to make up for it?
No, I think he's using his normal natural glow.
Yeah.
Thousands of luminous spheres. He's borrowed it from the Oompa Loompas. He's put it on his face, but the media outlets are having fun with
it. Gotcha.
And they're
did you see the photo of him rocking up in his car after finding out the result, like immediately after golf? He looks quite pale there.
Oh, he's probably
there's his face though. People are zooming in on it, and it's him just like confused as to why people are dancing in the street. And he comes home, and it's like, what is going on?
Who invited the randoms out the front? Oh, there's nothing worse than coming home to a house full of people you didn't know that were going to be there.
Oh,
I hate that feeling.
That's a rare feeling. How long have you?
I don't mean like a house full, but let's say like I've been in the studio or doing something in the afternoon. Come home and like friends have popped.
Oh, you're right.
Two couples with six kids each have popped in.
Yeah, well, I'm whose shoes are they?
Yes. Oh, no, they don't have to take their shoes off.
Oh, sorry. Cultural differences.
I've been to your mum's house. There's an entire shoe shop on her front porch. There's racks of...
We have a garbage bin full of shoes.
I'm serious. If anyone's got a spare IKEA bookshelf, Mrs. Louie and his mum would love it for all those shoes out the front of her veranda. Back to Trump. So the transition of power is actually started. It's a $10 million project.
To move people, to
switcheroony. And there's a nonpartisan team, so in other words, non-party aligned team that started, that really ramped up their work in May. You know, and I think they ring Mrs. Biden and go, how many picture frames have you got?
Yeah.
Can you count the teacup? Like all that stuff to work out how much space they need.
Isn't it in Australia, do they have to live in a special house? What's
our prime minister?
Yeah, that's
a fascinating story because Barangaroo, is it Barangaroo? Billabong?
Sounds really familiar. You're dancing.
Kirribilli.
Yeah, that's
you're here on Political Update with Annie and Ando. Yeah, Karangaboo. They live in Karangaboo in Sydney. And that some prime ministers have preferred to live in Melbourne and in the Melbourne base. Oh. The proper Prime Minister's house of Australia is in Canberra.
Yeah, that's it.
It's not that nice, actually. There's some nice artwork.
Clearly, as you move down, people don't care. Like, the Premier lives in his own house. He doesn't get a special
in Noble
house.
Park or something.
Does he?
Dandrews.
Yeah,
somewhere out there. Springvale, Noble Park, somewhere out that way. He's a working class
man.
Yeah,
that's true. There you go.
So this whole party gets organised and starts planning the transition, and then the big hoo-ha and the scramble happens when inauguration day is going on. They've got 5 hours to do the switcheroony.
5 hours?
5 hours to scratch off Donald off the toilet door and put... Joe.
Yeah. I was watching an interview still available online with Daily Show host Trevor Noah, and he's interviewing Joe Biden and asking what happens if Trump doesn't want to leave. And he was kind of being like very sensitive about it. And Joe was saying it's a true possibility that military intervention would need to happen if he believes he wasn't fairly elected out. It could happen.
Well, the process and political template is already in place and has been for decades, so that once that inauguration's occurred, Trump is no longer president. So
that's true.
He is a random orange man in a big white
house.
Go on, hit snooze and stay in bed with Annie and Ando on Joy 94.9.
It's 6:15 on your Monday morning, looking at a beautiful 28 degrees here in Melbourne. We're talking, when did you get thrown out?
Trump got thrown out, new beginnings starting soon.
Annie Louie would never have been thrown out from anywhere, I reckon.
As an acquaintance, definitely have. What, not the perpetrator, not the perp, but the associate slash accessory to the crime.
You were keeping bad company.
Yeah.
Well, tell me.
Well, I remember the most dramatic time was when I was on holiday in LA and we're at Venice Beach drinking till late. And my ex got smashed, even though it was just the two of us. Yeah. And security came
to the beach.
No. We're at a bar the beach, and security came to escort us out. And I was saying, "We're already leaving. We're already leaving. We got up to leave," and they were like, "Get out."
Were you really, or just
we were actually? I think that's what triggered them into thinking, like, "Wow, that guy's so drunk."
When,
like,
he tried to stand,
yeah.
He wobbled over
and kick him out.
Was he a kind drunk or was he obnoxious?
Yeah, a bit obnoxious because I didn't feel safe going home, thinking if something happened, I actually just have to run. I have to bolt and leave you because you're, you know,
so
like, no, but how am I meant to carry like a really large guy home? Like, you're meant to be protecting me. Like, I can't do anything. I just
say something like, he's got COVID or something. Run so that they don't leave him alone or something.
Well,
or he's got no money. I've got to catch me. And then you run. So that's the only time you've ever been thrown out of somewhere?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I know the feeling of not wanting to leave. Like, would you say that's in the same category? Because definitely, when the last song's playing and you're kind of just finding excuses to not leave the club.
Oh, do you know, have you ever been to the Isle of Wight in Phillip Island, the pub there that has a nightclub up on the roof?
No, that sounds amazing. Why didn't I go there when I was last at Phillip Island?
Well, they've got this thing, you know, you're having a great night, and because it's Phillip Island, I haven't been there for decade or more, so it's probably all changed. Probably apartments now.
You deliberately stay away,
yeah,
because of this incident.
No, remember the issue about me catching the caravan on fire? I've not been back.
Oh, remind me again.
A bottle of bourbon got knocked into a fan heater whilst running, and the thing caught on fire.
Think you've ever told me that? No. Now we know.
Not for now, Annie. Anyway, the Isle of Wight Club, it would finish, I think, midnight. I think the liquor licensing laws for it. So it was too early because you've just had, you're starting to dance, you're having a great time, and all of a sudden this song comes on. Good old Blister in the Sun.
Are they Aussie?
Violent Femmes, yeah.
Yeah. Aussie banger.
Aussie banger. This comes on lights. Now, it kind of breaks the mood because imagine you're in the corner, you've picked up, you're having a pash, you're dancing, you're grooving, you're maybe having a little gropey, and then bang, this comes on with bright lights. It's like you're inside a 7-Eleven.
Is that the go-to Get Out song or just that time?
No, every time I think they played this song, every time I went there until I got thrown out. I also,
what did you get thrown out for? Just being messy?
Yeah.
Too much groping?
No, No, it was more just, you know, when you're trying to walk straight. Three faces, then the market, now the Emerson in Commercial Road. I remember one night going there after a long dinner with mates. We go, let's go for a boogie. And we'd had lots of lemonades with the dinner.
Mm.
And you could see the bouncers at the front of Three Faces standing there with their arms. And there's a line. And I'm like in my head going, walk straight.
You have to do that. You are far too gone, my friend.
Do you know what he said to me, the bouncer?
Don't know. Nice shirt.
How about a walk around the block, buddy? You know, let's see how you go.
Have a bag of crisps.
Which I thought was like, rather than like get out, you're not coming in. It was like, go for a walk and have some water.
Yeah. So you were approaching it, not getting out.
No, I didn't even do anything.
Up early with Annie and Ando on Joy 94.9.
We are super excited because Melbourne Fringe is coming online this year, which means they've gone international. They can actually pick artists from overseas and stream it straight to your living room. One of the gems of this year's program, it is a collaboration with Taiwan, and joining us now to chat about a robot vacuum dance choreographed thanks to artist Lee. It's called Something With Skin, and we're going to ask him all about it.
Hello, everyone. Hello.
Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Hey, Lee, how did you come up with the whole concept or the whole idea of dancing with a robot vacuum?
This project was based on Taipei Performing Arts Center's Adam Lab, created by River Lin. I was inspired by the Blue Snowman's wool floor precisions in 1968.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, it captures the connection between human bodies and walls, both parallel and vertical. Yep. I decided to pull the camera on the robot vacuum. Yeah, and this changed the performers, but also changes the audience view.
Yeah.
And plus, I get my clean my rooms at the same time.
I love that. Now, I don't know, I've got a robot vacuum, and it never does the same pattern or sequence at the same time. Is each of your performance improvised, or is it rehearsed? Like, how does that work?
Actually, the base structure is the same for each performer. Mm. But however, there are some movements or turning points that are different because of the rules of the robot vacuum. Yeah.
Is the view from the audience going to be of, like, your limbs?
How, like, what your are undercarriage
gonna see?
Or something.
Yeah, what, like, is it going to be from the perspective of the audience? What are we actually going to see when we tune into the stream?
You cannot control how the robot vacuum moves to the noise around you. So I have to adapt every movement and make those noises, such as car driving past and part of my background music.
What was the most challenging part of making this show?
I think the most challenging part is the capture on camera and post-productions, because we have to make sure that everything is showed on screen when the audience view is limited to this one window.
And it's a small window. It's not like you can twist the vacuum sideways and get a panoramic view.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it wasn't designed to be a selfie camera.
Let's get a selfie. Oh, this could be a new trend. Let's get a selfie with your RoboVac.
Actually, we do some selfie in the park. You can see that.
Oh, really? Oh, amazing. Yes.
People trying to access or see this show, what's the best way that they can get access to this amazing performance?
You can book at melbournefridge.com.au.
Beautiful.
And the date is on November 12th and 13th. 5 p.m. and 6 p.m.
Yeah, fantastic. And are you going to be touring this show? Is it something that you're going to perform live elsewhere?
To me, performing online is a brand new field. So it will take me some time to adapt. Of course, if anyone interested in presenting this project, that will be great.
The artist wants to hand it over to you. Someone please take it on.
Always hustling. You're just like my friend Annie Louie. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us this morning. It's,
no problem.
We wish you all the best. Chookers for the show. We can't wait to catch up. And when you're in Melbourne, we would love to actually see you face-to-face and see this vacuum cleaner of yours. We're going to try and start a movement around the vacuum selfie, I reckon.
Okay, thank you so much.
That was Lee from Something About Skin, a show that's being performed at Melbourne Fringe this year. Check out the website melbournefringe.com.au.
Cock-a-doodle-doo. It's Addie and Ando every morning on Joy.
In light of what's happened over the weekend in the US, we are talking about times that you got thrown out. Did you get tossed?
Tossed. Excuse me, sir. It is time to leave.
Leave, yes.
You are fired.
Yeah, let us know on 0427-569-949, or you can slide into our Instagram inbox at Annie and Ando.
Now, does it count if something's closing and they go, excuse me, Ando, time to get out?
Oh, I always wonder what would happen if you hid in a supermarket or a department store.
Like Night at the Museum.
Yes. Yeah. I'm sure every kid has had that fantasy.
The Fruit Loops start talking to you. Is that how?
Yeah, the dinosaurs come to life and all of that. But when I was a kid, I remember being at a giant department store and often they would count the coins. And one day it clicked and my mum was probably telling me, like, that means we need to get out. And that counting coin noise is always going to give me flashbacks to
Beryl trying to cash out until 10 minutes before close.
Like, get out.
Each coin. Ding, ding, ding. They don't count coins as well. We don't use coins
as much. Yeah, they don't do that anymore. So what's the signal? They just say an announcement. They go, like, store is closing in 15 minutes. Please proceed to the registers.
Finalise your purchases and proceed to the registers.
Hide in the toilet, that's what I do.
Yeah, and then get security.
I know, I don't think it's as fun as you think it is. I reckon it would be terrifying. Imagine you were locked in there.
I think it would be. I would have fun if I was locked in a department store.
but it's more, you know, the beds in the beddy, like you go up to the top
floor. That's true. They've got everything you need. They've got snacks.
They're not real mattresses. Oh. Like the display beds with the linen.
Here we go. It's been a while since you went on your mattress soapbox.
Did I tell you I used to work in a bedding store anyway? No, ours were
real.
Why
are they? No, they surely must be real because people are testing them before they buy them.
No, the mattress and base sets, yes, the ensembles, they call them.
The
ensembles, they're real, but the linen display beds are normally fake because they're normally a lot smaller. It's just a bit of, it's a, like, because you imagine we could have 6 queen-size beds or we could have 12 mini beds that still display the pillow, the duna cover or the duvet.
Yeah, they are real size. You can't get that size, is it, for display only?
Nah, Beryl's pinned it underneath to make it fit and look lovely. Mm. So it's a normal size, but it's shrunk
nice.
Down.
Okay. Oh.
So there you go.
Right. So which part of the department store would you go to first if you were locked in?
Probably, I'd be hoping there's a big food court.
Okay, maybe you're thinking it's a shopping centre.
Some lemonade and some lobster rolls or something. Yeah. I could handle that. Like, where have they put those lobster rolls I saw an hour ago? Have a little nibble first for sustenance.
Yeah, that's true. But shopping centres, they usually close off the kitchens as well.
Yeah, they do. Well, they're supposed to clean them out, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't mind. Yeah, I think I'd be okay. But the thing will be, if I'm stuck in a department store, or trying things on and going, oh, my God, all this is mine, and then realising you still got to get it out of the place.
Exactly, yeah.
Maybe I could put it in a postal tube and drop it down the mail chute like...
good idea.
Like they did when they stole the artwork.
Depends if
Sean Connery in Rest in Peace, and what's that name? Catherine Zeta-Jones. Did you see that
Which movie?
I don't know. It's the Twin Towers in... Singapore? No, Malaysia. And she steals an artwork and she just posts it down the postal chute.
That sounds right up my alley. Love a heist movie.
Oh, so have you not seen this? Catherine Zeta-Jones and Sean Connery.
Both when they were peaking, like their heyday.
Yeah, and they kind of like fall in love and it's kind of awkward.
I can sense the sexual tension.
And he's just rude. I think his name's Mac. In that movie. It's a great movie. If you know that movie, can you text Annie on
0427? You'd have to be able to find a stamp in the place, you know. Not everywhere.
Oh, I think she did it like a self-addressed mail tube. She had it with her and then just popped it. So instead of trying to walk out with this painting, she just cut it from the frame, rolled it up, popped it in the tube, down
now
the chute.
You're teaching everybody how to do crimes.
Oh, yeah, so that's what I'd do in the department. If I was locked in a department store overnight, I would post stuff to myself.
Mm, I think I might head to the entertainment section. I'd be up in the TVs listening to all the amazing, like, new headsets and VR and whatnot, escape reality for a while.
A bit of K-pop and you're dancing away while the security guards are standing behind you.
They're probably watching on CCTV going, what the heck? Like, when are they going to realise that we're being here the whole time?
Talking, when did you get thrown out? Annie Louie, you are an accomplished...
Many things.
You are many things. You're wonderful. But you've run comedy clubs and comedy events.
Yeah.
Do you ever have to throw people out?
I can't wait for the first time I throw somebody out, but I'm pretty patient and I've put up with a lot, and I think you'd have to be a truly horrible punter. Like, I've got the power to click my fingers and be like, security, get them.
Yeah.
But I remember, I think it was 2 years ago at my comedy festival show, they didn't mean to be disruptive, but a gang of girls was sitting
up
front.
Was it a hen's night?
No, they were just young girls on the town drinking bottles and really paying attention to the show, being very disruptive, and so much that when the audience starts staring at them, like to give them the
rather
eyes,
than stare at you.
Yeah, but like the audience is obviously not enjoying it and they want to tell them off, but they're just like eyeballing them. But I kind of incorporated them into the show.
I was going
to
say,
that's the technique that I go for. If I don't want to be...
You don't ridicule them though.
Ridicule with love. Always with love.
Oh, you do? That kind of, you know, your mum's ugly type joke.
Oh, not like that. But, you know, like one of them was so pissed they went out and came back in with more drinks and sat back down again. And I could have, if nowadays I'm a bit more assertive, I probably would have said, no, you actually can't come back.
Really?
Yeah. But
mid-show, just as she's coming back in, you, Annie Louie, mid-joke goes, hang on, hold that thought. Hey, security, get Betsy over there, out the door.
I mean, I don't know if the performer needs, if there's any ramifications for me, but definitely for the bar, it's not good.
I've got an idea. You know how I aspire to be your PA one day, your personal assistant,
yep.
Here's an idea for you. What would it be like if you finish your joke, as you see Betsy starting to come in, inebriated from the toilets, you go, hey, audience, this is a audience participation part. Hands up if we should let Betsy back in. And so it's not you making the decision, it's the audience.
Yeah, that's true. Put it to the people. They're usually self-regulating, which is why it's good to have audiences.
Her bladder.
No, everybody. The audience is like, they know, they usually shut people down quicker than I can shut them down, which is why it works.
Self-managed audience is going to love it.
Like a self-managed super fun.
Super fun. You've got a self-managed audience.
Up early, Annie and Ando are up with you. 6 to 7 a.m. every weekday on Joy.
Oh, it's almost 7 o'clock and still 12 degrees with a forecast top of 28. Annie, Louis, sun's out, guns out. And I mean the arm sort of guns, not the
American US
everyone has
bear
one type.
Bare your arms. I'm not going outside today, I don't think.
No? Locked inside?
Yeah, too many emails to do, I believe.
Oh.
But we've got some really exciting interviews coming up as well.
This week.
Melbourne Fringe. So stay tuned for all of those. Some of them are in the can already. Been working on those.
In the can.
In the can.
Do you know, like, I know the saying of a can because it's the real, the can, metal canisters, it's short for canister.
I didn't even know that.
Would hold the, it actually comes from TV, but the actual reels. And you see it on the racks, the canisters.
Yes.
In the can. But a can, do you know what also you can use the word can for?
Your ass?
Your ass. Close. Your toilet.
Oh, yeah, the can.
He's in the can. He's in the John. The John I don't get. That's in America. The John.
Oh, Long John's?
No, but the John, like, oh, I've just got to go to the John.
Yeah. Something Poor about John. It, because if the John's are bottoms as well, right, for your, like, your type of trouser, what's the obsession Long with John. John being for your bottom bits? Poor John.
We have been talking this morning about when did you get thrown out? I can't believe Anna Murphy got thrown out of
that
the market.
That sounds like an exciting story. And then I found out that you can get shoes from a nearby kebab van sometimes.
Was at the Peel, the Squeal. Okay. At the Squeal, you could get the kebab man used to do a deal with shoes. Mm. Used shoes.
Was it renting them? Or you'd have to buy a kebab and you got the shoes.
I think it was 10 or 20 bucks. I can't remember, but I remember with Emma one night we were there and we didn't know about this secret kebab shoe deal.
Yeah.
And the bouncer said, mate, I can't let you guys in. She's got open-toed shoes. And Em's like, oh. And he goes, maybe get a kebab. And we're like, what?
Ah, wink, wink.
Wink, wink. And we go over to the kebab man.
I just imagine it's like a costume box and you take out diving flippers or something and they'll still let you in.
You know me and germs. The thought of putting someone...
Luckily, it wasn't you. It was your girlfriend.
Exactly.
You never had to fish around in there.
No. But then you also... Another time, a girl that I was with, we went home... And she forgot to get her proper shoes back off.
Oh, no, that's how it works.
So then he's upgrade. That's how he upgrades. He relies on you being a little bit, you know, and then forgetting that your bloody Jimmy Choo's or your Louboutins are sitting there under a deep fryer in the kebab van. That's exactly what's happening. Now, tomorrow on the show, we're talking fats.
Fats, because we're food theming tomorrow Tuesday, and we're talking good fats, bad fats, deep fried, all things.
Yeah.
Oils.
We're going to bust it. And also, I would like to do a celebration of one of my favourite things, butter.
Oh, yeah, butter.
Butter. Do you say it with a D or a T? Butter?
Butter.
Butter.
I think in Australia, we're just lazy, like water butter. And butter.
Water, butter.
Yeah. Butter bing, butter boom.
Yeah, so we're talking fats, and we do want to know... Are you a pro-fat or no-fat kind of person?
Oh, God. Oh, I've got some opinions, especially on milk.
Oh, pro-fat or no-fat. Slide into our Instagram between now and tomorrow morning. That's Annie and Ando. Follow us while you're there. We'd love to hear from you because so many people are anti-fats, Annie Louie.
Where are these people? I need to defriend them.
Defriend? No. We're open to everyone. Now, remember to stick around for the Murphys. If you've missed any of our show, the podcast will be up within the next... I don't know.
Couple of days.
Shout out to producer Judd. Thanks for all your work. Thanks we love you to clipping. Bits. And we'll see you tomorrow.
Missed the show? Get the best bits of Annie and Ando on the podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.